On the drive to New Path, Donna pulled off the road where they could see the lights below, on all sides. But the pain had started for him now. She could see that, and there wasn't much time left. She had wanted to be with him one more time. Well, she had waited too long. Tears ran down his cheeks, and he had started to heave and vomit. "We'll sit for a few minutes," she told him, guiding him through the bushes and weeds, across the sandy soil, among the discarded beer cans and debris.
Do you have your hash pipe?" he managed to say.
"Yes," she said. They had to be far enough from the road not to be noticed by the police, or at least far enough so they could ditch the hash pipe if an officer came along. She would see the police car park, its lights off, covertly, away off, and the officer approach on foot. There would be time. She thought, time enough for that, time enough to be safe from the law, but no time anymore for Bob Arctor. His time, at least if measured in human standards, had run out. It was another kind of time which he had entered now. Like, she thought, the time a rat has, to run back and forth, to be futile, to move without planning, back and forth, back and forth. But at least he can still see the lights below us, although maybe for him it doesn't matter. They found a sheltered place, and she got out the foil-wrapped fragment of hash and lit the hash pipe. Bob Arctor, beside her, did not seem to notice. He had dirtied himself, but she knew he could not help it. In fact, he probably didn't even know it. They all got this way during withdrawal.
"Here,"
she bent toward him to supercharge him. But he did not notice her, either. He just sat doubled up, enduring the stomach cramps, vomiting and soiling himself, shivering and crazily moaning to himself, a kind of song. She thought then of a guy she had known once, who had seen God. He had acted much like this, moaning and crying, although he had not soiled himself. He had seen God in a flashback after an acid trip. He had been experimenting with water-soluble vitamins, huge doses of them. The orthomolecular formula that was supposed to improve neural firing in the brain, speed it up, and synchronize it. With that guy, though, instead of merely becoming smarter, he had seen God. It had been a complete surprise to him.
"I guess," she said, "we never know what's in store for us."
Beside her, Bob Arctor moaned and did not answer.
"Did you know a dude named Tony Amsterdam?"
There was no response. Donna inhaled from the hash pipe and contemplated the light spread out below them. She smelled the air and listened.
"After he saw God, he felt really good for around a year. And then he felt really bad, worse than he ever had before in his life. Because one day it came over him, he began to realize he was never going to see God again. He was going to live out his whole remaining life, decades, maybe 50 years, and see nothing but what he had always seen. What we see? He was worse off than if he hadn't seen God. You know, he told me one day he got really mad. He just freaked out and started cursing and smashing things in his apartment. He even smashed his stereo. He realized he was going to have to live on and on like he was, seeing nothing, without any purpose, just a lump of flesh grinding along, eating, drinking, sleeping, working, crapping.
Like the rest of us." It was the first thing Bob Arctor had managed to say. Each word came with retching difficulty.
Donna said, "That's what I told him. I pointed that out. We were all in the same boat, and it didn't freak the rest of us. And he said, 'You don't know what I saw. You don't know.'"